Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. I'm Lee.
And I'm Peter.
And we're really excited for today's show because, Peter, we got some big news.
We got some big news. We've been teasing it for weeks now.
Yep. And it's time, parents, for you to send in your child's story for our brand new podcast.
Kids, start warming up your brains. We need you to write us some stories, please.
That's right. We're launching the brand new Story Pirates podcast this fall, and we need your child's story. And for the first round of submissions, we're looking for stories about dreams.
We're asking for a theme?
That's right. It's the first theme. It's dreams, but not the sleeping kind, Peter.
Because I was going to say, you mean like I dreamt last night that I was a pumpkin?
No.
Not that?
We're talking about big dreams that you hope one day will come true. So kids, write us a story about a brand new character from your imagination that has a big dream, and then tell us what they do to try to get that dream, and in the end tell us if they get it or not and how they feel about it.
That is very intriguing. I'm very excited to see what these kids come up with.
So submit your stories today at storypirates.com, and maybe we will adapt it for our brand new podcast launching this fall. We really can't wait to see what you guys have out there. Thanks for your patience. We're excited to be doing brand new stories this fall.
I just want it to be now. I want it to be now.
Well, it's coming. It's not that long, Peter.
All right, I'll try to be patient.
Okay, why don't you tell everybody about today's podcast?
Today's episode is super special. We're doing our very first ever greatest hits episode of the podcast. And the theme of this greatest hits is music. That's right. We're going to take some of our favorite songs that we've ever had on the podcast, 5 to be specifically, and we're going to play them for you all right in a row so you can put it on the car and hit repeat and never turn it off again. Right?
So here's the first one.
All
it's
right.
By Jaden, who was a 6-year-old when he wrote this. This story is called There's a Monster.
All right, class, simmer. As you know, today is show and tell, and it's all about things we love. Next up is Jaden. Jaden, what do you love?
I love snuffle pants.
What?
Snuffle pants. He's a monster.
Whatevs.
Oh yeah? Well, come on in, snuffle pants.
Hey everyone.
All right. Okay. Calm down, everyone. Jaden, you have exactly 30 seconds to explain why I shouldn't call the police.
There is a monster.
Uh-huh.
He's nice. I love him.
Go on. on.
His name is Snufflepants. He is so cool.
I still don't know, Jaden. I mean, is it riddled with disease?
Let me tell ya.
He has a family. He's the only monster in the family. The reason he's the only one is 'cause
I live with people.
Aww. There is a monster.
He loves his home cave.
His name is Snufflepants. He is so cool.
Well, color me convinced. Jaden, I'm curious about this home cave.
I'll tell you about it.
He lives in a cave with his family. He likes to play with his family. His favorite person in his family
is my dad.
I love you, son.
There is a monster. He's nice, we love him. His name is Snufflepants. He is so cool. We love Snufflepants.
Well, okay, you can stay, Snufflepants. Snufflepants' dad, you're going to have to leave.
I understand.
We love Snufflepants.
Seriously, you need to go, Snufflepants' dad.
I forgot my hat.
Yeah!
Sometimes I wish I had my own special monster, all for myself. Do you ever feel that way?
You do have your own special monster. It's your beard.
Down, beard. Down. Anyway, on to the next story. This story was written by a second grader named Michaela. And Michaela's story is called I Love.
Hi, everybody. My name is Michaela, and I have a secret. I love my mom.
Hey, Michaela.
Oh, hi, Mom.
What you doing, baby?
Nothing.
You need help with anything?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Hi. Phew. Okay, also, I love my dad.
Hey, Michaela.
Oh, hi, Dad.
What you doing?
Nothing.
You need any help with anything?
No, thank you.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got a fantasy football league to attend to.
Okay,
see ya.
Bye. Also, I love a fish.
Hello, Michaela.
It's
me, a fish. What are you doing?
Nothing, really.
Do you need help with anything?
I don't think so. No.
Are you sure? Because I am a fish.
I know you're a fish. I think I'm good, though. Thank you.
All right. Well, just holler if you need anything.
Okay.
If you need me, I'll be underwater. Splash!
I love that fish. Also, I love a gold.
Hey, Michaela, I'm a gold.
Whoa, it's a gold.
Hey, Michaela, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Okay, do you need help with anything?
I am good. Thank you for asking, though.
Okay, are you sure
yeah.
about that?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, I appreciate you.
I love that gold. Also, I love a dog and a cat.
Hey, Michaela. I'm a dog holding a cat.
Oh my goodness, cats.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Can I help you with anything?
No, thank you.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Alrighty, you know, sometimes the cat holds me.
Really?
Think about it.
Wow. And finally, I love a heart.
Michaela!
Michaela, we've been backstage thinking about you, and we think that you're hiding something from us. So, out with it. What is it that you're hiding?
Well, I have been hiding something, and it's this. I love my mom and dad, a fish, a gold, a dog, a cat, a heart. I love my mom and dad, a fish, a gold, a dog, a cat, a heart. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, Michaela. Don't be sorry. I'm the one who's sorry. For you are guilty of nothing. Nothing but the crime of adorability.
And we love you too, Michaela.
Do you want to sing about it?
Yes.
Yeah. I love my mom and dad, a fish, a gold, a dog, a cat, a heart. I love my mom and dad, a fish, a gold, a dog, a cat, a heart. I love my mom and dad, a fish, a gold, a dog, a cat, a heart. I love my mom and dad, a fish, a gold, a dog, a cat, a heart.
The end.
You know what I love, Lee?
What?
I love Lee, 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 Lee.
Oh my gosh, did you guys hear that?
I love Lee.
Are you guys hearing this? This is crazy.
Really amazing. Thanks, Peter. I love you too.
Yay!
All right, coming up next, we have a story by Kai Hacker. And Kai's story is called Angry.
This is a story about when I got really angry!
Hi-ya!
Angry!
I can't take it!
One time I was angry, so I took a package of 48 rolls of toilet paper out in the yard to kick. I kicked it for a really long time. Kick, kick, kick! But then I kicked it and it landed on my face.
Ow!
That made me even more angry!
Outrageous!
Angry! So I went back inside and got another package of jumbo paper towels. The next time I tried to kick that, I stubbed my toe.
Ow!
That made me even more angry!
There's a fire inside!
Angry!
Fury!
So I went inside to get my sword, but my brother had broken it.
I didn't mean to.
So I found a stick outside and started whamming him with it. Wham, wham, wham!
Love and humanity!
But that made me even more angry! And yet also
sadder.
But I was still angry! Somehow I was still
sadder.
So I climbed up on my playhouse.
So he climbed up on his playhouse.
And jumped down from the top.
Jumped down from the top.
I landed in the tall grass.
Landed in the tall grass.
And closed my eyes. Then my brother snuck up and jumped on me.
This is for whamming me.
So I grabbed his arms and started tickling his pit up. Then he laughed and I laughed and that made us both happier.
Then he laughed and I laughed and that made us both happier. We're happy.
Have you ever tickled somebody's pit arm?
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Yeah, it makes me angry when people do that to me, though.
But doesn't it make you like a little bit happy and a little bit angry at the same time?
I usually scream very loud and I'm like, don't do that ever again.
Like this?
Don't do that ever again.
This man does not lie. Our next story comes to us from an almost three-year-old named Mia. And Mia's story is called Big Girl Bed.
I need a big girl bed, don't want to sleep in my crib anymore. I need a big girl bed, waiting right behind my bedroom door. I'm not even three yet, don't know what I'll be yet, but on my third birthday, then you'll hear me say, I love my big girl bed, and I really, really love it, really, really love it so much. Colored like fairies, like a big girl's bed sheet should. I'm almost a big girl and this is a big world. I'm spreading the news. Oh, and I love my shoes, yes! I love my big girl bed. And I really, really love it. Really, really love it. Really, really love my big girl bed. I love my big girl bed.
Done.
Love, Mia.
Yeah! Yeah!
That story is amazing. It sounds like Mia got her dream.
Yeah, that was her dream, to be a big girl and sleep in a big girl bed. Congrats to you, Mia.
This next story is about a different kind of dream. It's by a fourth grader named Danny Covino, and it's called Water Falls on My Mom's Head.
Hey, Marcus, get in here.
Okay.
Listen up. I have an incredible idea for a prank to play on my mom.
Cool.
Okay. Okay, so before my mom gets home, which should be any minute,
uh-huh.
I'm gonna fill this bucket with water.
Okay.
And then open the front door just a little bit.
Go on.
And then place the bucket on top of the door.
Oh.
Marcus, you don't seem excited. Don't you get it?
No.
Don't you see what will happen once my mom gets home? Don't you understand what will happen if she opens the door?
She'll come inside?
Oh, and there's water above it?
I like water.
Marcus, use your imagination. Listen, she'll come home, she'll open the door, and then... water, water.
Mom's head.
There! Do you see now?
Oh, I get it. But one more thing. What is it that falls on your mom's head?
Oh, Marcus, you're killing me. Listen. Water. A water. Water. A water falls. Water. A water falls. On my mom's head.
Where?
On my mom's head.
Oh, I'll try.
Above the door, I open the board just a little bit, and then when my mom comes home, it falls right onto her head.
Where?
On my mom's head.
Oh.
Here I go.
Whoa, I didn't know you could tap dance like that.
I've been taking lessons, and I always wear my tap shoes under my regular shoes.
I think I'm in love with you.
Marcus, we're cousins.
I think that's still okay, depending on what state you live in.
What?
I think so, but I have one more question. Water, what, where, when?
Marcus! Look, I'm going to fill this bucket with water, put it above the door, then water is going to fall on my mom's head when she opens the door. Like this! Oh, no, I got wet!
Oh, so the water falls on your head.
Marcus!
Water's falling on my mom's head.
Yeah. The end.
Lee, that story was crazy.
Crazy. And did you know, listeners of the podcast will remember that that story was just one sentence.
That's right.
That Danny sent in to
us. The title was the same thing as the full story.
So stories don't need to be short or long. They can be whatever you want.
Yeah. Whatever inspires you is great. In fact, speaking of inspiration, Lee, can you do me a favor? Can you open this door right here that has a bucket of water on top of it?
Yeah, sure. Let me walk over to it. Opening.
Yeah! You really should have seen that coming.
I did, and I did it anyway.
That's why you're the best.
I'm psychic.
Our final story of this episode comes to us from a fourth grader named Coleman, and Coleman's story is called A Dog Day.
Hey, Coleman.
Hey, Ashley.
Want to hang out?
Well...
yeah, we could go down to the mall or go see a movie or...
Listen, Ashley, you know I love hanging out, but today's a special day. Today is Dog Day.
Dog Day? What's that?
Well, I'll tell you. On Dog Day, I get to hang out with my dog all day. On Dog Day, we'll go to the park, play fetch, and maybe go for a hike. On Dog Day, I get to hang out with my Labrador Retriever. Her name is Bella, and you can believe her. She loves eating treats, and I don't have to leave her home. On Dog Day, you could hang out with a dog of your own. A boxer,
a poodle,
a husky,
or dachshund,
a shepherd, a bichon, a pit bull, or foxhound.
Great Danes are great.
Yeah, but so are chihuahuas.
And now there's a day to play with them for hours and hours.
Wait, Coleman, what if I don't have a dog?
Oh. Well, you could borrow a Labrador Retriever with mountains in the background on a beautiful field. You'll know how I feel.
I know how you feel on dog day.
I get to hang out with my dog all day.
On dog day.
I get to hang out with my dog all day.
On dog day. I get to hang out with my dog all day.
On dog day. Happy dog day.
Thank you guys for listening today. And don't forget, it's time to start sending in your stories for the brand new Story Pirates podcast this fall. Kids, write a story about a brand new character from your imagination that has a big dream. Then tell us what they do to try and get that dream. And in the end of your story, tell us if they got their dream or if they didn't and how they feel about it. Send your stories right now to storypirates.com and maybe we'll adapt it for our brand new podcast launching this fall. We can't wait to read them.
And of course, if you want to see the Story Pirates live in person, come visit us in New York City where we perform on select Saturdays in Midtown Manhattan. Go to storypirates.com and click performances at the top for details, times, and tickets.
Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and, you know, maybe give us a review or a rating if you're feeling
or
like it.
Or maybe just, like, tell a friend or however you're feeling, you know?
Tell
like
a family member.
You know, tell them they'll love it.
What's this new bit
I
we're
don't
doing?
Know. We're cool guys.
It involves moving your head around.
That's right. You can't see us, but we look real cool.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you. Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here. Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Oh, want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery.
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.